This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe on a Friday. It's time now for the Friday 4-Pack. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I said it's a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. If you missed our Top 5 Friday earlier today, the Top 5 Horror Movie Villains, it's up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Spoiler alert, no Jason in there.
Despite no Jason Voorhees, although it was
despite the Friday the 13th.
The inspiration for the list.
Thank you.
But that's fine.
We have none.
He's very good. If he's in your personal top five out there, I get it. Guys, he racked up a lot of kills over the years.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe the most kills over the years. But yeah, just didn't crack our top five. It's a competitive field.
It's a very, you know? Very competitive field. Yeah. So check those out if you missed any of it. Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll get to the Celtics coming up, their offseason, and what's in store for them. But it's time for the Friday 4-Pack. What's first up in the 4-Pack, Billy?
All right, where does Aaron Judge rank amongst baseball players in the last 10 years?
Okay. He's way up there,
too.
He has to be. Would you say Shohei Ohtani?
I would say Ohtani and then probably him. When was Ortiz's last year?
Oh, yeah, but if you're saying like in the last 10 years,
right?
Like I don't know if you would count
the tail end of David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Right, that was one of his best seasons, too, in 16.
No, he did have a great season, but that was like literally the first year. No, I'm saying
that's kind of the only other thing I was thinking. But yeah, I my gut reaction would be two, even ahead of guys like Betts and players like that. I think he's two after Ohtani.
So Trout, if you go back to 16, does have two MVPs, a runner-up, a fourth and a fifth, and an eighth place finish. So I don't think
you
can sleep on Trout.
All right, so maybe three?
So Ohtani, Trout, Judge, then Betts? Mookie Betts has got to be up there, too.
Betts is definitely in there.
Betts is in the mix.
Not counting pitchers?
Honestly, no, you can.
Kershaw, Verlander.
Honestly, Judge or Trout? Like, is that a crazy debate?
Yes.
Judge stinks in the postseason.
But no, for their careers, it's a crazy
debate. And Judge has been on a much better team. Yeah, but I don't know.
This is are you ready for this? You're sitting down?
Uh-huh.
This is Mike Trout's seasons where he finished in the MVP.
Yeah.
Second, first, fourth, second, first, fifth, eighth.
Yeah. The sheeple were all just voting. They're all just like in on the same thing. Like, let's all vote for Mike Trout.
All right, here's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
There's a couple years where he didn't even get votes, but second, 12th, fourth, first, 15th, first.
15th is no good. So two MVPs, though. He matches Trout with the MVPs. Trout with two since 16.
Right. So if you're doing this whole career, say Trout, but this 10-year window, I mean, Judge has been.
I like the profile of a 50 homer guy too.
I mean, how about a 60 homer guy?
I'm just saying, but
62?
Like
58.
But I'm saying a guy who so high 50s. I like the profile of that over
Trout was in the high 40s.
The all around, some years. You have his numbers up in front of me. Maybe I'm sleeping on Trout too much in the power department.
Trout had a 45,
yep.
a 41, a 40.
Okay, so three times in the 40s?
Yeah.
Nah.
He was never 30-30.
Never got to the playoffs.
Oh, no, he was. I'm sorry. His rookie year, he was 30 home runs, 49 steals.
Now, look, if Trout were on the Yankees, would he have made the playoffs? Sure. And Judge stinks when he gets to the playoffs, and that's a fair thing to hold against him.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, I think Ohtani should be one, but we're debating Judge v. Trout, two over the last decade.
Yeah.
I mean, he's second or third.
And
he's
if
ahead,
you take out a couple of Trout's early seasons, you might make a case for Judge. Plus, this season, you know, if you add this season to it, Judge is projecting as the MVP, whereas Trout is not. Judge already has 25 ding-dongs this year.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
You. Not leading baseball.
You might want him in a...
Well, no. I mean, he's going up against the big dumper. I mean, what chance do you have?
You might want him in a ding-dong league. There's no doubt about that. What's he hitting now? He's dropped off a little bit. He's still 390?
Still like 395.
No, he's all the way down to 392.
So, I mean, come on.
He's on pace. Obviously, the average would be the same. So, he's on pace for 392. He's on pace for 60 home runs and 143 RBI.
I don't think it's crazy to take Judge over Trout, like, career-wise. I don't think that's crazy.
Career,
it's
I wouldn't. But
anyway, it's early,
yeah,
but yeah. He's trending that way, where it's a real debate.
He is. He is 33, though.
Where'd you settle?
Judge came up real late.
Yeah, that's true. Is he 33?
Yeah, he is.
All right, that's older than I thought.
I would go Ohtani, Trout, Judge, Betts.
I would go Ohtani, Judge, Trout, Betts.
Okay.
Are we missing anybody else obvious?
Yeah, maybe. Freddie Freeman's been really good. Bryce Harper's been really good.
That's a good one. Harper's
really good. And you know what,
Paul
too?
Skeens.
Aaron Judge would have won another MVP, actually, if Jose Altuve didn't know what pitch was coming.
That's a good
he
point.
Lost that year.
That is
that.
True. That's and Trout point. And Judge are the same age.
Where's Devers in the last
Trout
decade?
Trout and Judge are the same age.
Trout's also 33.
Where's Devers in the last decade?
Devers is lower.
Like 25.
He's significantly
probably
lower.
Probably lower than that. Oh, they're the same age? That's ridiculous.
Wow.
And Judge probably has like five more years left, and Trout's basically done.
Yeah.
And maybe that's too
but
hard.
But he plays a lot more games.
Yeah, but he's going
around in center field for 20 years.
He's going back on the IL in no time. Okay, that's question number one. What else we got, Billy?
What team will Kevin Durant be on next season?
Oh, man, not the Suns. We can start there.
Rockets.
You think Rockets?
Yeah, I'm not telling you it's a good move, but that feels like where if I'm Houston, I do think you need a true number one. Like, Şengün is not a one. I don't think Amen Thompson's ever going to be a one.
No.
Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks probably both think they're ones, for God's sakes. So I understand the mindset of them looking at it and going, if we have a true number one, and Durant maybe isn't like a franchise number one, but like a number one scoring option.
Yeah.
I could see themselves talking themselves into it. I'm not telling you it'd be a good move, but I got to bet where he's going to wind up. I would bet on Houston.
What if the Spurs miss out on like Giannis and Jaylen Brown and are like, well, we can figure out something and get him in there. Durant playing with Wemby.
I think it's a good option. Again, yeah. I don't know it's going to work wherever he winds up.
No, he's a loser who's won.
He's
We've made that very clear.
Loser who won twice.
He did win twice. Like the Nets have all this cap space, but they're not taking him back.
No, he's definitely not.
He's
going
not
back
going there.
No, I mean, I think we pretty much hit on the teams where he could go.
Yeah.
He's
a tough one to figure out because he is still like good. Like you put him on any court, any night, he can score 25 to 30, no problem.
Could score 25,
but yeah, he couldn't even get the team to the playoffs.
Brings a lot of baggage. Yeah. Right? How much does he improve the team? Really? Talk about Trout getting hurt. This guy could get hurt at any point in time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
His little boy body.
He's slender man.
So
he and Chet.
Are we missing any other? Those
no,
feel like
there's
the two,
definitely got to be somebody else.
Those feel like the two most obvious ones.
Yeah.
I mean. I don't know. I never.
Twitch chat says Minnesota.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Miami is another team. I say this with Giannis all the time. Like, I never totally rule out Miami.
Danny Ainge has always liked him. Would Utah try to get him in there? He goes to Utah.
I mean, Ainge might try.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's signing off on any. He's like, I'll stay in Phoenix.
I mean,
thank you very much.
He's been on a lot of teams.
Okay.
I don't know how the Lakers can get him. Probably not.
Are him and LeBron close at all? Not really, right? What's their deal?
Good question. Do they overlap on any Olympic teams?
If LeBron, oh yeah, good point. Maybe they like each other from Team USA. If LeBron likes them, they're in the mix. Actually, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Billy?
What's the biggest animal you could beat up?
It's not very big.
What do you think it is?
Could I
fight an animal? Yeah, like what animal
could
would you
I
fight?
Beat up like a really vicious raccoon? I'm not even sure.
No, I don't.
Like an angry raccoon? I don't think so. It's gonna be smaller than that.
Now, and it can't be like a sea animal on land. That's not fair. It's
I just let it die. A whale on land.
Like, come on, bud. Come get me.
I could beat a great white shark.
Like,
you won't come on land. You won't come on land.
Yeah, I dare you.
Squirrel.
It's you think a squirrel? Like you could beat up a squirrel?
Like an angry squirrel. I could take an angry squirrel.
Quick.
I
I don't know. Like, I had a giant
squirrel took on the entire Lampoon family.
Say it again.
That squirrel took on the entire Griswold family.
That's true.
Came at you.
I saw a gigantic groundhog in my backyard one time, and I was like, I don't feel great about this.
I don't want to mess with that. Yeah.
No, he was nasty, and he was like hissing at Harrow.
Is that the noise they make?
He was hissing at him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Harrow just said,
like Busch Gardens. Like, always some kind of animal back there.
There is.
It's like Busch
Gardens. It is. It's
minus
insane.
The rides, of course.
The ermines are gone. But, yeah, Harrow just sat down. He was, like, staring at him, and the thing was, like, backed up into, like, the back of the fence. And Harrow just sat down and just waited. This thing was freaking out, like, hissing at him. It was, like, fake lunging at him.
Yeah,
and Harrow didn't even budge. Harrow was like, dude, are you serious? And then I had to get him inside. I'm like, you can't be out here all night.
I gotta be honest, I don't like Harrow's chances with that thing.
Harrow's quick.
Is he?
Okay, good.
Okay, good. He's got all his teeth.
He's got teeth.
He's got a full set of teeth.
His nails are way too long.
All right, good for him.
That's on me.
Good for him. House cat? Maybe I'm settled. Maybe like a house
beat
cat.
Beat up a house cat.
I could take a house cat.
A quick animal.
Yeah, but I could take a house cat.
I don't think so. Dude.
I could.
They could talk about scratching your house.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying I'd come out without a scratch on me, but yeah. I could take a house cat. A domestic house cat.
What about a non-kicking kangaroo?
No, dude, I'm not taking my chance with a kangaroo.
It's just going to be fists. Like, it's not going to grab you.
I'm not going to win a boxing match against a kangaroo.
They're so muscular. They're giant muscular
rats.
Not
all of them.
Well,
I might go possum.
Yeah?
I could be up a possum. Most possum I've seen are dead, but even a live one, I feel like I could take a possum.
Sloths, I feel like, are decent size.
Sloth? You ever seen the nails on a sloth?
Yeah, but they're not. How fast can they swing at you?
Well, they're not slow. Fast, but if they get into you, look out. They are very slow.
I bet they're strong.
Raptor nails.
I bet they're strong and they could scratch your skin off.
Uh-huh. I gotta climb up a tree to go get them? How am I doing that?
Yeah.
No chance.
I don't know.
I think possums are more fierce than you're giving them credit for.
Wiggy's weighing in.
Oh, good. What's Wiggy say?
Flamingo.
It's true. They got them spindly little
that
legs.
That is true. You could beat up a flamingo.
You can take their legs
I could snap
out,
a flamingo's
over.
Leg.
That's a great point. Maybe
I'd
the flamingo.
Strangle it by the neck.
One kick legs. To the leg, snap a leg, and then you just choke
it
out the
right,
little neck.
The knees don't even bend the right way.
No, leave it to Wiggy. He's got it.
I
could strangle a flamingo like you read about.
Good call. That's a good save.
Murder it in cold pink blood. I could do that so easily, yeah. Okay, good one, Wiggy.
Flamingo might be the answer.
All right, we need a Wiggy on this.
Everything else is a little too vicious for me.
Sure, they're vicious flamingos.
Yeah, they got like a hook beak.
Yeah.
They do have like a hook beak. Don't let it get
you. That's all just for shrimps. That's not for fighting.
I got to watch out for my groin region then, apparently. But yeah, other than that. Don't peck down there. Not down there.
Classic mix-up.
Okay, what else?
All right.
All right, last but not least, how many Friday the 13th movies have you seen?
All right, Jones, let me give you a quick refresh.
Okay.
There are 12
please.
Friday the 13th movies, which, again, they're just begging for a 13th Friday the 13th.
They got to make one.
There
right,
hasn't been one since 2009.
Saving up.
There's a big opportunity there. So there's the original, where Kevin Bacon made his film debut.
Oh.
Classic. You seen that one?
I don't think I knew Kevin Bacon was in it, but I think I've seen it, yeah.
Second one came out a year later, part two.
Okay.
Are you already out?
I don't think I've seen it.
All right, I've seen that one. Then there's part three.
I've actually seen a movie with Jason in it.
Give me the plot points.
All right. Jason's actually, like, grown up. The first one, he's not even in. It's like his mom. His mom's the killer. Sorry.
Spoiler.
The second one, he actually shows up.
I don't think I've seen one wire to wire, if I'm being honest. I think I've seen it, like, on TV.
Is the third one the debut, Nick, of the actual hockey mask? I don't think the hockey mask is in the second one.
No, he had a bag over his head.
He had a bag. That's right. Part three. Then the final chapter. Which was not the final chapter. That was actually the fourth movie.
Okay.
But so Corey Feldman's in that as Tommy
eight
Jarvis.
More chapters. Wow.
Then you have A New Beginning. Then you have Jason Lives. That's part six. The New Blood, part seven. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh.
Like the Muppets already did it. So
yeah.
He's like, I'm doing this.
Okay.
That was part eight.
You go there for college or something?
No, for killing.
Oh, okay.
He went there for killing.
Got it.
And the pizza. And then the final Friday, also not the final Friday. Was the ninth one. Jason X was 10. That's where they go to space. Freddy versus Jason.
Okay.
Crossing the two. That's fun. That's a good movie.
Sure.
And then they did like a reboot, which was just called Friday the 13th.
Now, what
that
was
slept on? It's a good movie.
I liked it.
Now, Nick, you said
Daniel Pennebaker is in that.
Didn't you ask about another one where you're like, couldn't you technically get to 13? Didn't you say that yesterday?
No, I was asking if Freddy versus Jason was part of that 12.
It is. It is part of the 12.
I see.
So I've seen all of them.
Okay.
I've seen all of them.
Now,
varying degrees of good.
There's like
mostly bad.
There's like three good ones.
We talked about this briefly off the air. My buddy of mine texted me, Bragg.
Wow.
And he said, have you seen A Violent Nature? And does that count?
No, that's not Jason Voorhees.
Oh, it's a different Jason.
Is his name Jason?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
No, so that's not Jason Voorhees, but that is the
movie.
It's, that
it's a Jason movie from the killer's POV.
Yeah, but it's not Jason Voorhees.
Oh, okay. Well, I interpreted it that way. I've definitely
It looks pretty good. I heard it's slow, but I'll give it a rip. Did you watch that one, Nick?
It came out last year. Shutter, so I'll give it a go.
Yeah, In Violent Nature, 94 minutes. Also on Hulu right now. Canadian slasher film. But no, it's not Jason. He kind of looks kind of like him.
Canadian, like the nicest slasher ever.
Yeah. He's like, excuse me,
do you mind if I murder you, right?
Stab you in the neck with this.
All right. Text line is weighing in on the animals we could beat up, by the way. Y'all are getting taken out by a hedgehog.
A deer?
Yeah, somebody says they think they could take a deer.
If you have a gun.
Do you think a panda bear is lazy enough to get its ass whooped?
No.
I've seen Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, 3, and maybe
Pandas
4.
Are deceivingly dumb.
Are they?
You think you could trick
them? They make you think. Yeah, you see them fall out of trees all the time.
That's true.
But they'll kill you.
But they're so strong, though. Like, once
you get
them,
they're clumsy. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Jones has seen 4 Kung Fu Pandas.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. But he's got a kid.
I've seen all the hotels.
I didn't know there was more than one.
All the Hotel Transylvania. I've seen all the Kung Fu Pandas. I've maybe seen parts of the one Friday the 13th.
There's an argument to be made because in Kung Fu Panda is a part of this conversation that Jack Black is the biggest box office movie star in the world.
Wow.
Because he's in all these Kung Fu Pandas.
Sure.
He was in all these like Jumanji movies.
Yep.
He's in this Minecraft movie.
Shallow Hal.
Yep. The Tenacious D, Pick a Destiny.
Yep.
Saving Silverman.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. Like King Kong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tropic Thunder.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Add all that up. You might be the biggest box office star.
Mount Rushmore, Jack Black movies, or just it's Kung Fu Panda 1 through 4? Probably just.
Well, those also make a lot of money.
Probably just the Kung Fu Pandas.
Wiggy says that in A Violent Nature, the guy uses a hook on a chain to kill people.
Spoiler.
Isn't that just I Know What You Did Last Summer? Just minus the chain?
A Violent Nature. Yeah, they are horror movies we're talking about.
Yep, they are. Thank you, Wiggy.
For Jones, I'd go with an amoeba.
Mouse.
Dice also texted Jones.
What's the biggest animal you have killed?
Nothing.
You never killed an animal?
No. An animal? Maybe a bug. Have I killed an animal?
Like a mouse?
No.
Snake?
From a brain-eating amoeba.
No, I haven't killed a mouse or a snake.
The mouse actually kind of bummed me out. I did not want to kill it, but it was like in our old apartment. It was like running around. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And I had to smash it.
What?
What'd you use?
I'm not saying I've never...
a wiffle ball bat.
I was not proud of myself.
You wiffle ball?
I don't blame you.
I had to get rid of that thing.
I would have killed him and started crying.
I was like, dude,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Right, like Jason Segel killing the pig and saving Sarah Marshall.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, but if you come in and you start chewing up wires and stuff, you're going to cost me a fortune. Oh, it's terrible. I'm not cut out for that life. And I did kill a snake with a shovel at my house, too.
That you took pride
You actually in. Faced a snake?
With a shovel.
Yeah, I faced it. Eyes closed, swinging a shovel like a lunatic. Yeah, no, but I got it. Oh, it was terrifying.
I've not killed anything like that.
Wow.
I don't even like killing bugs.
What?
I'm not real big on killing anything.
Like a mosquito?
No, a mosquito. Oh, okay. I'm saying. So, like, yeah.
A spider.
What's the thing they saw in the studio the other day? That I'd stomp on.
Fish.
Yeah, I'd stomp on one
of
those.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah. But, like, a spider? I wouldn't kill a spider.
Well, if it's, like, outside or something, I
wouldn't. Flies in the house? I'm not killing a fly.
You're not killing a fly?
No.
You can't
They carry disease. So, if a fly goes and bites your kid,
not
you get sick.
Not only could I catch them, I'm not going to say all the time, but if they're in the house, I'll catch them and let them out. Yeah. Spiders, same thing.
Won't they just come back?
So if you just had like mice in your house, you just have the mice just
chilling?
Well,
no, I'm not saying I wouldn't buy a trap, but I wouldn't murder it.
No.
I'd buy a trap to murder it.
I've also moved, I didn't kill these animals, but I had to move a dead groundhog and I had to move several dead bunnies. It was not great. Disgusting. The groundhog must have been 50 pounds, just soaked and like covered in blood.
Dice texted in, Jones, my cat Bruce Wayne would tear you apart.
Bruce Wayne?
He's 30 pounds and hates the world.
Oh, like a big cat.
Yeah,
they're so mean.
I'm out. Okay, there's the 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and
Nailed
Keith.
It.
Thanks for the contributions from Wiggy.
So you haven't seen a Friday the 13th?
I've seen them all. You've
wire
seen
to
one?
Wire to Wire? I don't think I've seen one.
Okay, great.
No, I think I've seen maybe a couple scenes.
Well,
here and there.
I'm sure there'll be like a marathon on AMC today of all the Friday the 13th. So you can give it a rip.
617-779-7937. Let's get to the Celtics. They're off season next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So it's been kind of an interesting cycle the last 48, 72 hours. O'Connor on his own podcast says, yeah, they're listening on pretty much everybody not named Jason Tatum. Then Shams goes on McAfee and he says, they're focused on moving Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser. And McAfee says, so everybody but Tatum? And he goes, yeah, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then O'Connor now goes, yeah, I'm kind of hearing the same thing. So it's like this weird back and forth vortex of the two of them just kind of repeating the same thing. But the way that O'Connor just said it is what I believe the Celtics are doing. I don't think they're going to move Jaylen Brown. I don't think they're going to move Derek White. But I think they have to listen if they get a good offer. And if a team offers enough, they're open to moving those guys. I believe that. And if they're not doing that, then Brad's not doing his job. And if you think Brad's a good executive, you believe he's doing his job, he should be listening on deals like that. And on the right offer, he should pull the trigger.
Yeah, the Tatum injury opens the door up to probably every possibility. And I think if Danny Ainge was here, we know he'd be listening on everybody. And I think Brad Stevens, even in his couple seasons in charge, he's kind of proven that he'll at least listen on everybody and make some big moves. And so, yeah, I think so, because they have so many guys on their team that could be on the move for a bunch of different reasons, right? Just getting under the second apron, or maybe it's kind of performance. Like, is Porzingis really worth $30 million? Is Drew Holiday really worth what he's being paid and all this stuff? And so once you get a GM on the phone, you might be talking about one player, but then that quickly turns to another player, and then you're like, oh, I didn't even think this was possible. And then you don't even really realize who's available from that other team, and then things change. Like, I think he's going to be as busy as any GM in the entire NBA this summer.
So we've gone through Jaylen deals we would do. Like, again, for instance, the Bucks say, we'll give you Giannis for Jaylen. Yeah. You have to do that.
Reluctantly, yeah.
Phoenix says, here's Devin Booker. We want Jaylen Brown. You do it. Yeah. So we've gone through
And Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Dallas in the number one pick. I wouldn't do it for the number two pick in San Antonio. Same. Dallas, I would. So we've gone through deals where examples
I wouldn't
of,
do it for Durant.
Right,
I wouldn't
me
do
either.
It for, yeah, the two picks a good one.
So we've gone through examples of what it would take to pull the trigger, for me anyway, if I'm Brad Stevens. What would you actually want for Derek White?
Oh, so
that's a hard one. Maybe you just know it when you see it. But like, if you're trading Derek White, and I think you could get a haul for Derek White. You're not getting a haul for Drew Holiday. You're not getting a haul for Porzingis. You're probably not getting a haul for Jaylen
But when
Brown.
You say haul, like, I'm not looking for a Mikal Bridges 4 first-round pick exchange.
But I think that's the only reason you'd really trade him, right? Like, are you trading
that's
him?
I haven't even really thought about it, because I think if you trade Derek White, first of all, a team that is a contender would want him.
So they're low picks.
And therefore, they wouldn't give up a top guy. It would have to be a three-team deal where you have a bad team in there that is willing to take on the picks, and then you get a good player.
Maybe it's four. I mean, you're not going to knock it out of the park like Danny did with the Nets trade, but maybe you do look at it and go, all right, well, this team can compete for 2 years.
Yeah.
Let's take their pick. But, like, that's the kind of deal I think you would trade Derek White away in, which I'm just not interested in doing either.
No, because I think at the very least you want the year Tatum returns to have Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and him. And probably Peyton Pritchard because of the deal that he has. And then it's up to Brad to sort of figure out the big men that are going to be on that team. Because it won't be Horford, whether he's here or not this year. It won't be Porzingis. Who knows about, like, Kornet and stuff. So I think you want him coming back to that group and try to make a run at it for another couple of years.
What if Phoenix was like, we'll give you Durant for Derrick White?
No, I don't want Durant.
But what about for Derrick White?
Yeah, I guess, but like,
and I like, but there's something more. Bill Chisholm and the Celtics want to do it money wise, but just like play it out. That's a player that's available. That would be an attractive piece, I would think.
Well, he's a better player, but I just don't. There's so many more moves that have to happen because you're actually adding money in that scenario.
Right.
So, like, what?
All right, but take the money out of it for a second. Yeah. And I know that it's fantasy land, but just work with me. Would you do that trade player for player?
I don't think so. How many more years is Durant going to be good?
Probably not many.
Yeah. So, meaning, like, but I don't know if you'll ever
but
get.
But this kind of makes, I guess this kind of makes my point.
So, I think I would say no. He's 36. He's going to be 37 for the upcoming season, so he won't play with Tatum until he's 38, so no.
But it would be Jalen and him this year.
Yeah, what's that do? It was.
I don't know. It keeps you in the mix, and you have a good season, and then he's the number three with Tatum and Jalen in 2 years.
Durant and Booker couldn't make the playoffs.
That's a good point.
So I'm out on Durant.
That's a good point. I don't think I'd do that trade either, and I don't even think it's realistic financially.
No, I know, but just
to play the game,
just for giggles.
So I think the reason you would even trade Derrick White is for a bunch of draft picks and a haul in that regard, maybe some young players as well. I'm with you. I'm not interested in that kind of deal, which is why I wouldn't trade White. But I would listen. I would listen on Derrick White, and if I get blown away,
like,
I'd trade him.
It just seems like you're rebooting too much. Like I still think there's a window for the, let's call it the 27, 28, 29 seasons, right? Like next year is going to be all right. What can you do? Like just Jaylen Brown, do the best you can. Try to make the playoffs. Try to be like my guy Scottie Pippen the year Jordan was playing baseball. Just do the best you can. But then when Tatum comes back, you guys need to be really, really good. And so, I don't know. I'm hanging on to those guys because those would be the two that really kind of like bridge that gap.
Is game five? I'm sorry, game four tonight it is, right?
Yeah.
Four, so that's a quick turnaround for the NBA. Good for them.
Yeah,
they're right back out there. I was actually thrown a little off by that.
Kind of crazy. Yeah, they play tonight and then what is it, Sunday?
Yeah, that sounds right.
No, Monday.
There you go.
They took the weekend off. Actually, there we go. There's the NBA.
That actually sounds more right. Yeah. Well, they got to go all the way to Oklahoma City.
That's true.
We'll see if Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift pop up at any NBA Finals game.
I hope so.
I'd wager on it. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.